Welcome to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore the stories, lessons, and frameworks that help entrepreneurs turn hustle into something bigger. I'm Greg, serial entrepreneur, professor, and founder coach, and each episode, I share personal insights and practical tools to help you on your entrepreneurial journey. Today's show is called Partnerships versus Going Solo, What Works Best. Now let's dive in. Here's something most entrepreneurs don't want to hear. Partnerships actually double your chances of failure. We're told that two heads are better than one, that partnerships split the workload in half. But the research tells a different story. Today, we're breaking down when to partner up versus going solo, and the framework that separates successful partnerships from expensive disasters. Let's start with the math nobody talks about. Solo businesses have a 20% higher survival rate in year one than partnerships. The culprits? Decision paralysis, unclear ownership, and mismatched work styles. But here's the twist. Partnerships in truly complementary skill areas show 35% faster growth. The key word is complementary. Tech paired with sales, creative paired with operations. So when should you go solo versus partner up? I call this the partnership sweet spot framework. Go solo when you have all the core skills needed, when you need speed to market, or when you're just testing an idea. Partner when you genuinely lack critical expertise, when you need significant capital, or when you're entering heavily regulated industries. Here's my 70-30 rule. If you can handle 70% of essential tasks yourself, stay solo. Let me share my $50,000 partnership lesson. I started a marketing agency with my college roommate. We got along great, so business partnership seemed natural. 6 months in, I was working 60-hour weeks while he worked 20, but we still split everything 50-50. The breaking point came during our first big client crisis. We had completely opposite approaches and couldn't make quick decisions. We lost the client, lost $50,000 in projected revenue, and I learned that friendship doesn't equal business compatibility. That expensive lesson taught me to use a 90-day trial period for any potential partnership, complete with clear metrics and exit clauses. Here's your actionable takeaway, the partnership audit. Before partnering, write down your top 5 business weaknesses. Ask yourself honestly if they need a partner or just better systems and training. If you decide to partner, create a partnership operating agreement covering decision-making hierarchy, work hour expectations, equity splits, and exit strategies. Most importantly, do a 30-day project together first. It reveals everything about work styles, communication, and commitment levels. Red flag alert. If you're considering a partner mainly for motivation or accountability, hire a coach instead. Remember this, the right partnership can accelerate your success, but the wrong one will teach you expensive lessons about the value of going solo. Choose wisely, structure carefully, and never let friendship cloud your business judgment. Thanks for tuning in to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If today's episode gave you value, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone building their own hustle. Until next time, keep building businesses bigger than you.